This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Top Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani and the deputy head of Iraq's al-Sha'abi military force were among those killed in an attack on Baghdad's airport early Friday. Iraqi state television reported Soleimani's death in a breaking news alert, citing sources from the Hashed, which is dominated by the Shiite majority factions close to Tehran. A Hashed spokesman said that the airport attack also killed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, the deputy commander of the Iranian-backed militias known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF blamed the United States for the attack at Baghdad Airport Friday. There was no immediate comment from the U.S. or Iran. Rockets slammed into the airport early Friday, targeting a Hashed military convoy, according to several sources. The White House said that President Trump Thursday warned Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that outsiders were complicating the situation in Libya. As Reuters' Emir McCarthy reports, that is, the phone call came after Turkey's parliament passed a bill that allows Turkish troops to be deployed in Libya.
Turkey's parliament overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing troop deployment in Libya on Thursday, a move that paves the way for further military cooperation between Ankara and Tripoli, but is unlikely to see boots immediately on the ground. President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognized government of national accord. The GNA last month requested Turkish support as it fends off an offensive by General Khalifa Haftar's forces to the east of the country.
That's Reuters' Emir McCarthy reporting. This is VOA News. A state of emergency is underway in New South Wales while Victoria State has declared a state of disaster as Australia battles deadly bushfires. As Phil Mercer reports, thousands of vacationers have been ordered to leave the area.
The mass exodus from southern New South Wales is underway. The authorities are urging tourists and residents to leave while they can. More dangerous bushfire conditions are forecast for southeastern Australia in the days ahead. Authorities are extending the evacuation zone in New South Wales, the nation's most populous state, to include more areas of bushland and national park. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Interpol issued a wanted notice for former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn Thursday. He jumped bail in Japan and fled to Lebanon rather than face trial on financial misconduct charges. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
Interpol has issued a wanted notice for former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn, who jumped bail in Japan and fled to Lebanon rather than face trial on financial misconduct charges in an escape that has baffled and embarrassed authorities. In an interview with the Associated Press, Lebanon's Justice Minister Albert Sohan suggested for the first time that the automotive titan may be brought in for questioning. The General Prosecution will fully implement the notice, and that includes summoning him and listening to his testimony. And then, if there are measures to be taken, then they will be taken, said Sohan. But he said Ghosn entered the country on a legal passport, and he appeared to cast doubt on the possibility Lebanon would hand Ghosn over to Japan. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Trump administration announced Thursday it will prohibit fruit, candy, mint, and dessert flavors from small electronic cigarettes that are popular with high school and middle school students. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's the federal government's biggest step yet to fight a surge in teen vaping. It will ban fruit, candy, mint, and dessert flavors from small cartridge-based e-cigarettes, the kind you see at gas stations and convenience stores. But two flavors will stay on the market.
Tobacco and menthol are much less likely to be used by kids.
It's one of two major exemptions for the multi-billion-dollar vaping market. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says large tank-based vaping devices, which are mainly sold in shops catering to adults, will still be allowed. Combined, the two exemptions are a big retreat from President Trump's original plan to ban all vaping flavors from all types of e-cigarettes.
We want to protect the industry.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An update on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory Thursday. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.